presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources, updating daily noontime New York City.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. January 1st, 950 America, New York, who really gains from billions in economic development incentives? How much is it worth for a large company, such as Boeing, to build a plant in your town? How about $1 billion? That's roughly the amount of so-called incentives given in 2009 by the state of South Carolina to Boeing for building its plant in the Charleston area where I live.
New York Times Business.
January 1st, 743 America, New York. China's BYD sold 3 million electric vehicles and hybrids in 2023. Sales by BYD, the country's dominant automaker, topped 3 million last year, including 1.6 million fully battery-powered cars, in a sign of China's rapid growth in EVs. Copyright. Agence France-Presse. Getty Images. Electric vehicles made by BYD at Suzhou Port in China.
Marginal Revolution. January 1st, 718 America, New York, a city not a museum. Good Benjamin Applebaum piece on the difficulties of building in NYC. The data will be familiar, but I especially appreciate this vibe, which we need more of. I hope someday I'll be walking with my children on the Lower East Side or the Upper West Side or Brooklyn Heights. Global Economy.
January 1st, 713 America, New York, US and UK step up pressure on Houthi rebels to deter Red Sea shipping attacks. London willing to take direct action, if necessary, as Washington vows to protect its interests.
Daily FX Market News.
January 1st, 7 o'clock America, New York. U.S. dollar Q1 fundamental outlook. A tale of two halves, weak start, strong finish. The Fed's unexpected dovish pivot is a clear signal that officials want to shift policy in time to engineer a soft landing. In other words, they are prioritizing growth over inflation.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
January 1st, 6:30 America, New York, from the Second Intifada to October 7th, with Daniel Gordas. Over the 25 years he's lived in Israel, author Daniel Gordas of Shalom College has seen many chapters of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, beginning with the Second Intifada that followed the Oslo Accords.
New York Times Business.
January 1st, 5 o'clock America, New York, chill in the housing market seeps into other industries. The slowdown in the residential real estate market, a crucial cog in the American economy, is threatening sectors like home improvement and storage. Copyright. Amanda Lussier for the New York Times. Sales of existing homes, which make up the majority of the housing stock in the United States, were down roughly 7% in November from a year earlier.
BBC News Business. January 1st, 4:58 America, New York. Microsoft boss changes tune after criticism of UK. Brad Smith had said the UK was bad for business after a takeover of Activision was initially blocked.
Marginal Revolution.
January 1st, 4:57 America, New York, a textual analysis of Enlightenment ideals. Using textual analysis of 173,031 works printed in England between 1500 and 1900, we test whether British culture evolved to manifest a heightened belief in progress associated with science and industry.
BBC News Business. January 1st, 4:15 America, New York, period pants could get cheaper after VAT is removed. Shoppers will no longer pay VAT on period pants following a campaign by charities and retailers. BBC News Business.
January 1st, 2:31 America, New York, Red Sea. UK Defence Secretary says British forces will repel Houthi attacks. The Defence Secretary says British forces are willing to take direct action to protect the key shipping lane.
Daily FX Market News.
January 1st, 1 o'clock America, New York, U.S. equities Q1 technical outlook, stocks in overbought territory. Can it continue? The technical picture is a little hard to read for the S&P 500 heading into the first quarter of 2024, with immediate resistance resting near the record high around the 4,817 level.
Marginal Revolution.
January 1st, 054 America, New York, is Tom Cruise actor GOAT? Yes, says I, and here is Wikipedia for reference. Adam Azimek, from my email, agrees, rewatching Oblivion tonight and it really holds up. Cinematography and CGI that hasn't aged at all.
Global Economy.
January 1st, 0:00 America, New York, year in a word, higher for longer. the policy of keeping interest rates elevated until inflation comes down has proved difficult but ultimately successful.